Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by me, Natalie Torres-Adad, an international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker and investor, along with Vera Egli, an investor, sales and marketing pro, and multi-language podcaster. We will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy in multiple languages.
Hello, hello, welcome. It is, well, it's season six. And on top of that, we're celebrating, which most people call Hispanic Heritage Month, Heritage Month, hey. Latinx Month, whatever you want to call it, right?
Yeah, I know. As long as you call it something and you know it's there, that's what's important.
Exactly. And Bear and I have a lot to catch up to because we decided to take a little break. Like many of us, we were getting burnt out with everything else in life. And then on top of this, so it's kind of great to be able to share some Bolt episodes that hadn't been released. And you and I got a lot to talk about too.
Yeah, definitely. The little break was very much welcomed. And I feel like we're super refreshed now and have new creative ideas. So, but yeah, there's so much. I mean, I feel like we weren't gone for that long, but so many things happened that are really awesome. And, but partly let's talk about some of the stuff you were involved in. You had some keynotes that you talked to and, a special shout out also considering it is Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yeah. So I'm going to do a fun shout out first. Danny Pena, founder of Gamer Tag Radio podcast, was on the Times Square billboard, huge, with his face as one of the representatives that they showed it for Hispanic Heritage Month, which is really cool. And he talked about his story that 20 years ago, almost to the day, he was at promoting some game box or some kind of game in Times Square and said that was one of his goals to be on a billboard and somehow. And 20 years later, it happened. So I love that story. And
yay,
working with him too. So
that's right. So we were away because we were working on the pilot program for the Savvy Trailer. So if you still don't know what that is, go on Instagram and check out the Savvy Trailer. But just a quick little pitch. It is a horse trailer that we converted into a mobile podcasting trailer. So our goal is really to bring technology, podcasting, and all the good things that come with it to youth, particularly in our local communities. But it is a trailer, so it can go anywhere. So who knows? Again, maybe a city near you. But he is one of the individuals that is involved with the Savvy Trailer. So we're really excited about that. And we're so proud of him.
Yes, yeah, been able to have, you know, instructors that obviously are not just famous, but they know what they're talking about. So being Latino, it's great to see the representation, especially for this type of school that we're going to be launching it at Kip Corazon, which is our first one, which we're really excited about.
Yes.
You and I took like a month and a half break. It wasn't that long, but a lot happened within that. I did a couple keynotes and MC for the Plutus Foundation. So shout out to the foundation, it was Plutus Awards.
Yes.
This year was hybrid, never done before. I was virtual and our cool co-host, which was Joseph Lehi, did in person. And so I think that's always cool to see that representation, right?
How did that feel for you, by the way, the hybrid? Was it, because I feel like nowadays you can make it work if everyone wants to make it work.
Yes. And I think it has a lot to do with a lot of preparation, the scripts, everything that you know, video recordings, all that stuff prior. And so I was very grateful that I had that opportunity with them. And I've actually had several keynotes that gave me that opportunity to hire me as a virtual keynote. Mm-hmm. Just because they want to still be careful until all of this passes with the pandemic. And I felt relieved because not only I've talked about losing family and friends to COVID, but
right.
I didn't want to travel and be at risk, especially with my own health issues. And so it was grateful that I had that opportunity, but it was definitely different because I was recording everything and then my co-host was in person. I'm used to doing video records by myself and all that, but obviously I missed the in-person live audience,
right?
So I think you and I are definitely gonna be looking forward to that during the pilot season with the Savvy Trailer, just seeing people in
life. Yes. Yeah, I'm excited that we're kind of having a little pre Kip program event on the 9th, right? That's and we'll tell you more about it in the next episode. But it's not hybrid. It's in person, but everyone's being very cautious. And you know, we also have to get out there because it is about human connection, and it is scary. But at the same time, I think we've taken our own precautions, right? I'm excited for that and all the things to come as well.
All of that, yeah. You just kind of roll with the punches, and I don't know how long we're going to continue doing hybrid events. Speaking of, you and I are doing our third annual this year now for Making Money Moves with Millionaires, and it'll be hybrid as well.
Hybrid as well, October 21st, hybrid, but still awesome. I think nowadays we're all used to
and
it,
in
right?
And you're in your area, Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah, in Lake Arrowhead.
But you know, I think that's something to kind of think about where now we're celebrating Hispanic Heritage, obviously, because you and I happen to be Latinas. That's all about representation. But one of the things that I come across with conferences that are hiring during this time, one, I think we should celebrate this all year round. You should be celebrating all different cultures all year round, one particular month, which is September 15th to October 15th. But it kind of, I still wrestle with tokenism. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you, well, I'd like to hear your thoughts on it, because I reached out to a conference that I've followed for many years, and I've been an attendee many times, and I saw their lineup, all their speakers, and I was disappointed that I didn't see any Latinx. And so I reached out, and when they did get back to me and say they actually did have one Latina, mm-hmm. Her last name was completely, I think, French. So it was, you know, you wouldn't have been able to tell either, you know, necessarily stereotypical
right.
Latina. But when I was happy, I said she did have somebody. But I thought, is that enough when you have right. such a large lineup? And the theme was about inclusivity. And I thought, well, if you're going to launch during the Hispanic Heritage Month, shouldn't you have more than one?
For those of you who can't see what I'm doing, I'm like, oh my God, my head is in my hands. Like mm-hmm. It's inclusivity, but you don't have a diverse panel or keynotes. It's just... It's still a very, very common thread. What was the response and the reaction?
They said they look forward to continue more inclusion, more talks around this. And so it's kind of that generic response I get. Mm-hmm. And disclosure, the woman was a white woman too, you know, getting back. And so it's kind of that where I look forward that a lot of companies and conferences are stepping up mm-hmm. and are being more aware. But it's always still scary when you call people out on it, right? Because sure. they don't know how they're going to take it. And I was really, you know, professional in the email too, because I do enjoy what they're doing. I just wanted to say, hey, you know, I want you to be able to get a bigger audience and, mm-hmm. and you know, it just makes sense to have representation when you're creating content, when you have conferences, when you have a speaker lineup, and even where you and I have been talking about Latina Equal Pay Day. Mm-hmm. Which happens to be the same day as our event because
yep, exactly. You
know, we need to talk about those things.
We do. And I think, you know, it is sad. And I think that is the type of conditioned environment we're still in where we're fearful of saying something because we're like, is that going to lose me access, right? Oh no, this person, they come up and they say things like all of a sudden the person that is not in your shoes that doesn't know what it is to be non-white might be like, great, another person that's going to just make a stink. And it's not about that. It's just like, FYI, you know, it could all, I mean, I wish some people would really look at it also, maybe if they looked at it from a business perspective, they would also understand the $1 trillion industry that the Latino community is. And, you know, sometimes you got to hit them in the pocketbooks, and you would think being an economic forum that they would do that. But I'm for one glad that you called them out. I definitely notice that sometimes I will get asked to do events that I normally have not before, but then because they looked at my last name and they didn't realize that I was actually Latina just because I'm married. I have a Swiss last name because of marriage. And so once they knew that, they're like, oh, you should come and speak. And sure, I love the opportunity, but it should just be a thing, not just because it fits into, you know, a trend and they can put social media pictures up and say we're equal opportunity, diverse, et cetera. So,
right.
Yeah. Tokenism is still a real thing.
Checking off those boxes. And then the exactly. same thing, you know, that's partly why I hyphened my name when I got married too, because it's true. I didn't want to lose my heritage and my husband's last name Arabic. Mm-hmm. But it's, yeah, you're right. It's kind of, well, can it just be, you know, a combination of different people and not, and I always think about the organizers, if they start to really think about inclusivity and what that really looks like, they should be looking at the whole spectrum and say, they shouldn't look like me. They should look completely different if we've never had that before. Instead of just like, yeah, you have that one person. And it's so hard because we see that still. Every conference you're looking, I'm like, the lineup, and they're like, oh, we have one Black person, or we have one woman, and or we have one Asian. I'm like, really, just one? Like, why not more? You know, kind of mix it up and make it different. So I feel fortunate. I know you and I have been fortunate where like we do get these great events that we can participate and be involved with. And part of that representation is needed. So we're like, we get it, you know, we're not naive to it.
Sometimes
I get it. I'm the token person.
If it can create a space for many other people, we'll do it, right? Like, we're here.
Totally. And you mentioned with the filming of a virtual event, you know, I hired an all women staff crew. So we had the director, the producer, even the makeup artist, assistant producer. They were all women of color, first of all, too. So I was extremely excited. And I never see that, because when I do a lot of content, when I get hired, it's rare that one, that there's any females in the actual crew. So for me, I was just kind of like a little snippet telling people like, hey, representation matters. And you see different perspectives. And when you see women in media and reading something, it's kind of cool.
It is. It's kind of cool. Guess what? We're all capable, right? Yes, it's just like, they really just need to, well, anyway, that's a whole other podcast
episode. I know.
But I'm glad that you pointed it out. But I think maybe just a quick recap for folks. So pilot program, we're working on it. It is launching very soon. We'll tell you more on it in the episodes to come. And also we'll share some information and pictures on social. And just again, on October 21st, we will have an event that we'll talk about as well. If you do want to check it out, please visit our social media platforms also. But we are still looking for sponsors for the Savvy Trailer. So if you are interested and you want to learn a little bit more, just reach out to us and we'll give you all the information, because once it's out there, I can guarantee, I feel it, you're going to want to be a sponsor, and we're not going to be able to accommodate you potentially. So
Right.
Just FYI.
I know. It's so great that you and I had those moments at our first couple sponsors with, for the Savvy Trailer. We're like, they believe in our mission.
Yay.
They know what we're doing. And so, I mean, that's what made this pilot program possible. But it's just like, we want to bring this to the masses, or, you know, people can see that. And because this is obviously coming out on September 30th, it's, Podcast International Day, right?
Yes.
International Podcast Day. So
yes.
That's something to celebrate. But also October happens to be, October 10th is Mental Health Awareness for Suicide Prevention.
Yes.
And so you and I and the entire podcast will be also within the Savvy Trailer at the Southgate event, which is, I believe, I have to look it up, but I wanted to say it's their 25th year.
Yeah, they've been doing it for some time.
And so it's a free event, and being able to provide them with tons of resources on mental health. And right now we've been talking about that nonstop, because we see how it's not only affecting us adults, but it's teenagers the most. And so this event is catered particularly for teenagers. It's sad to hear that the stats have risen, obviously not just because of the pandemic, but mental illness is a real struggle for many. And so that's kind of part of this platform. I mean, we obviously talk about money, we talk about business, we talk about family and our tokenism now, I guess. But mental health is really part of that. You can't have one without the other.
Yep. And hopefully it's a vehicle, literally a vehicle, for voices to be heard. You know, sometimes somebody doesn't want to be on camera or post something, but they want to talk. And going back to the old days of radio, you didn't have to show who you were, but you could share what you felt. And I think that's what, as International Podcast Day on September 30th, I think that is what podcasting has done for us in the modern time. Like, we can actually learn and feel, cry, follow along, all of the above, with this amazing, it's not even a new form. It's just like an old form made new. So I, for one, am excited that we partake in podcasting.
Yes. And as we end, I love that you're going to have a little bit snippets of some of the future podcasters of KS on who you interviewed during the festival that we were participating with, our first basically every little kid that just spoke was just truly inspiring and just loved
it.
They have future podcasts coming up. So what better way to celebrate? So stay tuned for definitely some really cool episodes coming up for the end of the year. Hopefully you're taking time to rest. And I'm Natalie Torres-Adad with
Vera Egli.
So we'll see you on the next Financially Savvy in 20 minutes.
Bye.
Thank you. And please make sure to subscribe and leave your comments and reviews. To learn more about the podcast, check out the website and Instagram, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and watch interviews on YouTube and IGTV. To become a sponsor or hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, please visit financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.